Well, and let me take that one step further. Warsaw, when Bart Curtis came here from Mishawaka, Warsaw had the right group of kids in the program coming back for his first season. And I say that because they were ready, willing, and able to try something new.
Yeah.
To go from running the spread to running this offense. And it was amazing, and I will get into this here in a second because we'll have some time to do that. But what Bart Curtis told them in that meeting in the Career Center gym, I will never forget that meeting as long as I live, and I will tell this story. I don't know that I've ever told this story on the air, but I'm going to tell it here in this third quarter because we're going to have some time to do that. Mason, oh, nope, new guy kicking off. I think that's Brody Eddy. And it's going to be picked up by one of the up men at the 12. That is Jason Evans. Gets away from a second man and gets across the 30 out to the 34-yard line.
That was Brody.
Does he play baseball too?
He does.
Big brother's a good catcher. Is he a catcher?
No, he'll play first base. He'll be a good one as well.
All right.
Yep.
So the Warriors take over. I believe this is their best starting field position in a drive. They're at the 34-yard line. The Tigers up 56-0.
And I'm just looking at the two deeps that were provided. We have a couple twos out there, but I think we have some threes as well.
I would assume that that's true. Tigers brought the big bus tonight.
Yep.
And their new bus. Have you seen that?
I have not.
They got the new travel bus.
I'm looking forward to that in the spring.
For sporting events and different things. And the snap is fumbled. And it's going to go for a loss of a yard. Caden Andrew. Oh, no, wait. The Tigers recovered. Warsaw recovers. I don't know who it was. The Tigers have recovered. That's the third time that's happened to them tonight.
That kind of happened in slow motion.
Yeah, it did.
Seemed like the quarterback got it. I'm not sure if it was another exchange problem, but it just seemed like nobody really wanted to go after it. And you're right. I didn't see us recover that ball. But obviously the referees saw it plain as day, and they didn't hesitate. And I don't see coaches arguing much. And we'll have the ball on the 38-yard line of Wawasee.
34-yard line.
My bad.
First down and 10. Cohen McCray is the quarterback. And he will hand it off up the middle. Oh, and getting through there is Dalen Fitzpatrick. He looked like he was tackled about the 30-yard line, but he wasn't. And he goes all the way to the 16-yard line. That's an 18-yard run for Dalen Fitzpatrick.
Well, and that's kind of what we were talking at halftime. You know, it would have been very easy for him to just say, okay, I've stopped, I'm done, they've got me. But he kept going and kept pushing, and gain of almost 20 yards.
Warsaw in the red zone again. They have had the football. This is their ninth possession. They have scored on the previous eight. There's Fitzpatrick again. Hit hard right at the line of scrimmage and slung backwards. Give him a yard to the 15. It will be second down and call it eight from the 15-yard line. We're in a running clock. We're down to 9 minutes left. Injuries, timeouts, and touchdowns. The only things that can stop it now. McCray from the far hash mark. We'll pitch it back late. High pitch. Good catch made out there. A tackle made by Wawasee back at the 16-yard line. It's Parker Sweet on the pitch. And it'll be loss of a yard, actually 2 yards, and it's third down and 10.
You know it's a good night when you have to discard your two-deep sheet and go to the entire roster to find out who's the ball carrier.
People say, wow, how do you keep track of all that? Hey, you got a good scorecard. That's how you do it. Third down and 10 for the Tigers. Ball in the near hash mark now. Play clock at 7. McCray will let it go down to 5. Let's take the snap and pitch it back. This is White Harmon. He'll bounce the outside 15 to the 10. Turns up field and lowers his shoulder. Goes down about the 8-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8. It'll be fourth down and two for the Tigers.
So it's that same play. It's that rocket toss to the left. And again, so we have some, shall we say, some more inexperienced players out there, blockers, but we still got 8 yards against Wawasee's varsity defense.
Yeah, but remember, they played most of the second half last week. So
right.
These guys now right. are aged veterans Friday nights. Fourth down and two. Ball on the far hash mark at the 8. Tigers need to get it to the 6. McCray takes a snap. Option pitch. Throws it back to Terry. And Zabari Terry is close to the first down. The Wawasee fans think that they've stopped him. And it looks like he did. He needed 2 yards. He got one. Zabari Terry, number 42, making the carry there. And that'll give the ball back to Wawasee at the 7-yard line. That's the first time Warsaw's had the ball tonight and did not score.
And that's a win for Wawasee. You got to give them credit. They, you know, they fumbled on the opening play of the second half. Took a couple body blows from the, like we said, the twos and the threes from Warsaw. Bent and they didn't break. So credit Wawasee's defense there for, you know, that's a situation when you've got the score that we've got. It can be very tempting, very easy to fall into that. Maybe I just don't want to put my body on the line to stop it from being 63-0. But
yeah.
Credit their defense.
Well, anybody who's seen them play will tell you that these kids haven't quit. And that's a credit to them because things have not gone well at all. Kaden Andrew under center from the 7. Handoff up the middle and a little bit of room. And here comes Cassidy. He's got room to the 25, to the 30. 35 stops. Lets everybody catch up. And he'll go all the way out to the 48-yard line. That's a 40. Actually, they mark him at the 47. So that is a 46-yard run for the Wawasee Warriors. Cassidy Carter, sophomore, on the carry for Wawasee against the Tigers' second-string defense.
You have some missed tackles out there. That's to be expected.
Well, I know the coaches over there aren't happy about those missed tackles.
No.
And that eclipses all the yardage that Wawasee had up to this point in the game. And they give it up the middle, and it is Barrett Kelly. And he'll be stopped for no gain. Second down and 10. Clock still running down to 5:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Warsaw leading 56-0.
And you know those starters on defense are pulling is a word to use, but they want that shutout.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Kelly still in the backfield. Andrew takes the snap. Option play right. Late pitch back. Turning the corner is Reidenbach. He gets past Logan Carl, and he's at the 40, 35, and down the far sideline to the 20. Oh, no, they marked him out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So, Wawasee on the march here in the third quarter. Down 56-0.
And you kind of wonder, you know, like you were saying, about what, you know, what Coach Thacker might have told them at halftime. You know, it's keep playing hard, and you can tell that's what they're doing.
Reidenbach, man, he is a football superstar. Andrew, option play left. Pitches back, coming to the near side. This is Pike, and Pike turns upfield. Near sideline, 25. He's the 20. He's going in. Touchdown, Wawasee. Touchdown, Warriors. With 3:57 left to play here in the third quarter. The Warriors are on the board for the first time tonight.
And you can kind of see that one coming, especially those big chunk plays that Warsaw was giving up. You know, started that drive near their own end zone. Had a couple good running plays. Warsaw's defense just got to kind of get a little stronger.
That's a 93-yard drive for Wawasee. Oh, and the lights have gone out here at the stadium.
Whoops.
They have the
there we go.
Lights that flash that they can control. Now I think we're ready for the two-point conversion. Andrew is going to keep it and turn forward, and he gets to the goal line, but he
I don't think so.
Didn't make it, I don't believe. No, he did not. 3:21 left to go in the third. Warsaw 56. Well, we see six back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder doing stats for us. That is a 33-yard touchdown run for Braden Pike. And the run for two failed. So the Warriors score for the first time, and Warsaw's lead is 56-6. I do not know, and I will not have time to look it up, but for Tiger Talk, I will look up tomorrow to see when the last time the Tigers scored more than 50 in two games in a row. High short kickoff, taken on the run at the 27-yard line by the Tigers. And the ball carrier gets it across the 30-yard line and goes down at the 31. And that was Amari Terry. That is a young man that they have high hopes for in the future. Getting a couple opportunities here to play on Friday nights. Dude is fast.
Yes, he is.
I'll just tell you that.
Yes, he
is. Amari is fast. Clock runs as we restart the game. Under 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw will start their second drive of this half from their own 30-yard line. Well, that's their worst field position to start a drive in this game. Option play. McCray hands off. Up the middle, still going. Still going. Fitzpatrick comes out of the pile. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers, 60 yards. Again, Fitzpatrick. Oh, one flag, two flags. But they were way after the word. Something happened back upstream, and two officials saw it. So whatever it was legit. The question is, was it after Fitzpatrick got to the end zone? Is it after the play? I think it is.
Yeah.
It's an illegal block against the Tigers. Is that whole thing coming back then?
Boy, I didn't.
I mean, they didn't throw their flags until after Dalen was in the end zone.
I thought I was just seeing things. I didn't see flags.
They're totally calling it back.
Wow.
Now, he's going to get credit for some of this yardage.
Right.
But not all of it. So it was going to be a 70-yard run for Fitzpatrick. Where they put the ball down, we'll do the math for you and try to figure out where that leaves Dalen with. Tell you what, Dalen Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He is, these last two Fridays, showing you something, hasn't he?
For sure. And where those penalty flags lay aren't even close to where he was running the ball. So it's one of those things where probably unnecessary because it didn't have any effect on the outcome of the run.
Give him 31 yards on the run. They put the ball at the Wallacee 39-yard line. 40 seconds left to play here in the third. Warsaw 56, Wallacee 6. Cohen McCray, once again the quarterback for the Tigers here in the second half. Don't check that. This is Evan Rivich, a sophomore in at quarterback. Option play up the middle. There goes Fitzpatrick again. Oh, he got hit late. And he gets 4 yards to the 35-yard line. And that's probably the last play of the third quarter. And it will be. Warsaw, 56. Wallacee, 6. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We have an injured player. Again, that is...
It's the same guy as before.
I think so.
Yep.
Cassidy Carter.
Yep.
He's limping off the field this time. And now the clock's run to zero. After three, Warsaw 56. Wallacee 6. We start the fourth after this on News Now Warsaw.